Third down and 10, ball on the 47-yard line with two wides to both sides again. Same look as play before with Burrow on the right hip of Milner. Milner will fake the handoff to Burrow, roll off to the right, looking to throw down the field. And almost intercepted, dropped by guess who? Eunice almost had his third pick of the game. He drops it, and it's fourth and 10.
Yeah, and that's one that this one Danny just tried to force into Cooper. It was a new look for the Raiders where they lined up Cooper as the tight end and ran a little, you know, roll out to the right trying to catch Cooper on the backside. And Two Rivers was sitting in a three-deep coverage just waiting for it, and Danny tried to force it in there, and we get fortunate that it wasn't his third interception.
So Jack Sieben on the punt for the Raiders here as Hastings trails 17-7, and they come after the punt, but Sieben will get it off, and it's going to be fair caught, almost bobbled, but fair caught by number 10, Ramsey Rislove, and at the 22-yard line, that's where Two Rivers will start.
So Raiders have some momentum. Obviously, the penalty backs them up and you know, stops their momentum, and now, again, the defense has been kind of on their heels here the entire half, and so you know, here's the time for them, if they can, to make one big stop, give the Raiders the ball back. And keep in mind, the Raiders get the ball coming out of, you know, coming out of halftime as well.
First and 10 from the 22. Eunice will hand it off to Moynihan. Moynihan will cross the 25, and that's all he's going to get as he runs into a wall of Raiders.
Yep, and Two Rivers doing a, you know, real solid job here of just really mixing up their offense. Inside run, outside run, play action, and it's kept the Raiders' defense on their heels.
Just a two-wide set, both to the near side as they give it off to Moynihan. Makes one man miss, has the first down, and crosses the 35 to the 36 between the hashes is Moynihan. And so another first down for Two Rivers. They're getting it done on the air, on the ground and in the air.
Yeah, great job by their old line there of opening up a real big hole for Moynihan, who ran through it for a first down.
So on first down, they will hand it off again to Moynihan. It cuts it back outside to the 40. Breaks a tackle. There's a flag down. This should be a hold on Two Rivers, as it was another first down for Moynihan out to the Two Rivers 46, but it's going to come back.
Yeah, it's one of those situations where the run was designed to start inside. There wasn't anything there. He bounced to the outside, and so as the Raider outside linebacker Clemens tried to get to the outside, the Two Rivers lineman had to hold him, not knowing that the run was coming that direction, and led to a holding penalty. And you know, this is where, a lot like Two Rivers did when we took our penalty, the Hastings defense has to take advantage of the mistake by Two Rivers.
So it becomes first down and forever now for Two Rivers, as I believe it is going to be a spot foul, so it'll be 10 yards from the spot of the foul. And so it will be first down and about 20 as Eunice hit as he throws, rolls out and hits the turf harmlessly, incomplete, as Aaron Vandehoff came in on the coverage and gave Eunice a little bit of a you're not going to get this throw off kind of move, and he didn't.
And we're lucky he didn't, because his receiver was wide open. And so obviously it's part of the game plan for Two Rivers tonight. They know Hastings likes to play a kind of a deep cover three coverage, and so they're just simply running what look to be goal routes and then stopping 7-8 yards down the field and turning around. And, you know, and for the most part, it's been effective.
Here's the snap. Eunice has pressure. He gets it off to Goldenman at the 30 to the 35 and out near the 40-yard line. And that's where Goldenman will be dropped, as there was Vincent Zion coming on the pressure there for Hastings.
Yeah, and a good simple little screen play there. We haven't seen many of those at all from Two Rivers, but they – they enticed the Raiders to come in and attack, and then ran a nice little middle screen for a nice little pickup, but it still leaves them in third and long.
Back to the original line of scrimmage now, third down and 10. Here's the snap for Eunice, taking a deep shot down the field, and it's going to be overthrown. His intended receiver, Succi, had to go Odell Beckham Jr. to try to catch that one, and it didn't work for him. And so Two Rivers will probably have to punt the football.
Well, if they were smart, they would, but you know what? They've come out here and kind of thrown everything at us, reverses and no huddle and all sorts of things. And so right now it appears they're going to go for it unless the
It might be a quick kick situation here, and that's what we're going to get from Eunice. And Eunice will send it across the 40 to the 35. It'll roll to the 32, and that's where Two Rivers will down it. So I thought it, you know, I thought it would be peculiar for them to go for it there on that side of the field. And so the quick kick by Eunice sends it down to the 32-yard line, and that's where Hastings will start. Big defensive stop.
Yeah. What I don't understand, though, Trey, is if you know you're going to punt it, right, on fourth and long, and we think you're going to punt it, why not get back to the normal punter depth? I mean, they snapped it to about a quarterback depth, and he barely gets that kick off.
And they've got a perfectly good kicker, it looks like. Yeah. Boykins come on and hit a field goal and hit both of his extra points tonight. Yeah. So
I don't know who they thought they were fooling. Everyone knew they were going to punt it, but, they didn't take the proper depth. And, you know, that ball could have easily been blocked. But big series here for the Raiders offense going with 5 minutes to go here before half.
Odman and Bezdacek on the near side. Cloutier out wide to the left. Burrow the lone set back in the pistol with Milner. They hand it off to Burrow. Cuts back toward the middle. Has room 40.
Goodbye.
To the 45.
Goodbye.
To the 50. Down the sideline. 45. Stutter step 40. And wrestled down near side of the Two Rivers 37 is Peyton Burrow. And man, ever since that South St. Paul game where he was held to negative 2 yards rushing, Peyton Burrow has been a completely different back.
Yeah, last week he had 22 carries for 146 yards and a touchdown. And, you're right. Since South St. Paul, he has really been the core to the Raiders offense.
Odman on the near side. Cloutier and Bezdacek out wide to the left as Milner rubs his hands to get a little bit of warmth in them with Burrow the set back to the left. It is a little bit chilly out there tonight as Milner takes the snap and cuts it, keeps it himself to the outside of the 35. Makes a man miss to the 30. And trying to get to the first down, he's got it, and is out of bounds at the 25-yard line, far sideline. Beautiful play call there.
Yeah, and that's what a great run game with Peyton Burrow do for you, right? You know, there's so much emphasis put on stopping Peyton Burrow. So plays like that where you fake it to Burrow and Danny Milner keeps it on a quarterback keep, you know, at some point I'm sure we'll see where they fake it to Burrow and then Danny throws a play-action pass on top of that. Like we saw last week at Creighton to Bezdacek. So, but it's all predicated on Burrow having success with the run game here, which he's currently having.
Odman and Bezdacek near side. There's two wides to the left as well with Burrow on the right hip of Milner in the pistol. And Milner will take the snap and he'll hand it off to Burrow. Burrow cuts back toward the middle to the 25, out to the 20, and spins down near the 15-yard line. And that'll be another first down, a gain of 11 yards. And Peyton Burrow is just a man on a mission right now.
Yeah, right now the senior Peyton Burrow is saying, this isn't going to be my last football game, right? He's saying, everybody hop on my back, hop on my shoulders here, and I'll get us where we need to go, because he is running, like you mentioned, a man on a mission right now.
That was a gain of 10, and mark it on the 16. So first down and 10, 3:35 to go here in the first half. Two Rivers leading Hastings 17-7. And Hastings trying to get a little bit closer and with kind of a surprising score. And with two wides to the left, one to the right, and Burrow the sit back in the pistol to Milner. They give it off to Burrow again. There was a hole that collapses. Cuts back to the 10 to the 5. He's got the end zone touchdown. Peyton Burrow just will not be denied. And the Raiders are within four.
Yeah, what a great sequence for the Raiders, right? Knowing that they're getting the ball coming out of halftime, right? They basically just put that whole series, minus the one keeper by Danny, put the whole series on Peyton Burrow's shoulders, and he said, I'll take the responsibility, and willed him right down the field to an extremely important touchdown here with 3 minutes to go in the half.
So Jack Sieben on for another extra point with Milner the holder. This will make it a three-point game with 3:13 to go. Snap is good. Hold is good. Kick is good. So it's 13 in a row, a lucky 13 for Jack Sieben. It's 17-14. We'll be back to Todd Fields listening to your home of the Hastings Raiders, KDWL.